Sympathetic blocks for post-operative pain control after surgery. Literature review and current evidence. By Dr. Deepak Thapa from the Government Medical College and Hospital, Chandigarh, India. Current zeal for sympathetic blocks. Sympathetic blocks have recently gained attention for the potential to supplement post-operative analgesia. The stellate ganglion block, SGB, is a well-studied block for the provision of analgesia following upper limb orthopedic surgeries. Stellate ganglion block may prove beneficial at a time when motor and sensory assessment is requested by a surgeon in the immediate post-operative period. It has been suggested that sympathetic blocks may also be beneficial as a strategy to limit the development of complex regional pain syndrome, CRPS, in the post-operative period. Sympathetic blocks may also facilitate the prompt diagnosis of compartment syndrome, CS, via the provision of analgesia without significant motor or sensory blockade. Although dilute concentrations of local anesthetic, LA, used for peripheral nerve blockade and post-operative pain management may not hinder the diagnosis of compartment syndrome, higher concentrations of local anesthetic may mask compartment syndrome and delay diagnosis secondary to similarities in the clinical presentation of somatic nerve blockade and compartment syndrome. Although the benefits of sympathetic nerve blocks on the ability to detect compartment syndrome are conceptually appealing, significantly more robust evidence is needed to confirm this hypothesis. Guiding principles. Pain caused by sympathetic stimulation tends to be considered more frequently in chronic pain. The rationale behind the use of stellate ganglion block for post-operative pain management dates back to the 19th century. A correlation between the sympathetic nervous system, SNS, and acute pain was made in 1860 when Dr. Silas Weir Mitchell noticed sympathetic involvement following penetrating limb injuries in Civil War victims and defined those as causalgias. In an editorial in 1992, Forrest described the involvement of the sympathetic nervous system throughout the nociceptive stages after tissue injury. His description included four stages of events following initial cellular trauma until tissue healing. Stage 1 is the activation of chemical mediators of nociception. Stage 2 describes primary hyperalgesia due to sensitization of peripheral nerve endings. Stage 3 is marked by hyperalgesia in spinal nerves, efferent reflexes, and secondary hyperalgesia. And stage 4 is characterized by the resolution of sensitization. Intervention during these stages reduces post-operative pain. The sympathetic nervous system is implicated in mediation of both stage 1 by augmenting release of chemical mediators and stage 2 by potentiating the effect of substance P and primary hyperalgesias. In 2000, Barron disclosed the existence of a crosstalk mechanism between the sympathetic nervous system of pathologic nerves and sensitized afferent nociceptors and described how this relationship culminated in an enhancement of pain. Initial realizations. These findings attracted further evaluation of sympathetic blockade for acute pain control. In human volunteers under physiological conditions, a stellate ganglion block placed prior to evoked acute pain appeared to be ineffective in reducing the acute pain due to absence of prior sensitization of nociceptive pathways by the pain. In spite of the outcome, inhibiting transmission in the sympathetic nervous system seems to be beneficial as a mechanism to prevent progression from acute pain to complex regional pain syndrome. This concept gained strength when sympathetic blocks prevented complex regional pain syndrome recurrence in the post-operative period in patients with previous history of complex regional pain syndrome. It has also been noticed that the clinical features of complex regional pain syndrome are indistinguishable from those of acute pain in the early post-operative period, and this adds justification to the use of stellate ganglion block to address postoperative sympathetic stimulation. It is interesting to note that stellate ganglion block also has been effective in relieving severe, refractory postoperative pain following upper limb surgery in patients without a history of complex regional pain syndrome. Therefore, inhibition of sympathetic activation prior to or during surgery may contribute to better analgesic control. Current perception: a randomized controlled trial investigating the effectiveness of preoperative stellate ganglion block on postoperative pain demonstrated a non-significant reduction in postoperative opioid consumption in the stellate ganglion block group versus saline in 30 patients following upper limb orthopedic surgeries. A limitation of this study is that it included only relatively healthy subjects, which may limit its generalizability. Dexmedetomidine also has been added as an adjuvant to local anesthetic for stellate ganglion block and noted prolongation of stellate ganglion block effect. However, the clinical benefit remains uncertain. In conclusion, the benefits of stellate ganglion block for postoperative pain management need to be further investigated with robust clinical trials. There may be a role for sympatholysis in the prevention of complex regional pain syndrome following trauma and in the early detection of compartment syndrome. However, current evidence has not been sufficient to support its widespread clinical implementation. Thank you for listening. If you like this episode of ASRA News, please consider subscribing, sharing with a friend, or leaving us a review.